Welcome to the fourth lesson of this course on manifesting abundance with Reiki. In this lesson, we will be looking at some methods of working with universal energy in our manifestation process that are drawn straight from the Reiki canon. These methods are all developments of aspects of the Reiki system that are widely taught in relation to the healing applications of Reiki. One of the methods relies heavily on the spiritual development aspects of the system, modified for the purposes of manifesting. You can use all these methods together or pick the ones that resonate with you the most. The first technique that we're going to look at is a method for empowering the breath with Reiki. I mentioned this briefly in the first session, and it's worth coming back to now. When we can load our breath with universal energy, it can have a powerful effect on those around us and the circumstances of our life. This is a very useful method for when we are working with affirmations, and this is how to do it. Let the Reiki energy flow and visualize symbol one, the power symbol, at your crown chakra. Then guide the symbol down to your mouth. Visualize or get a sense of the symbol spinning and vibrating in your mouth. See a ball of energy in your mouth. You might feel the heat of the energy building there. Now, consciously and deliberately, repeat whatever affirmations you are using, loaded with Reiki energy. The energy is empowering every word you say and is sending that dynamic energy out to the universe. In any of the following methods that require you to speak, whether using affirmations or mantras or invoking the names of the Reiki symbols, try to remember to load your breath with universal energy first. The first method that we're going to look at is a basic method for sending Reiki to your goals. Over the next 21 days, you are going to magnetize your list of things that you wish to manifest with Reiki energy. My personal feeling is that although you can work on your whole list of goals at the same time, it's often better to focus on one goal from your list and leave the others for later. When focusing your attention on one specific goal, write it out on a separate piece of paper for this process. Visualize or draw with your fingers the distant, mental and emotional, and power symbols over your list or your written statement of your first goal, invoking their associated mantras at the same time. Place symbol one, the power symbol, on each palm and hold your list in between them. Let the energy flow to your list and sit with an attitude of gratitude for all that you already have in your life and for the things that you are in the process of manifesting, and simultaneously repeat the full Reiki mantra, your breath loaded with universal energy. Choku Rei Sei Heiki Honsha Zei Shonen, over and over again for the whole 10 minutes. Do this every day for 21 days. Avoid trying to mentally push your goal into manifestation. Beaming Reiki at a visualization of yourself. Sit in meditation and visualize your completed goal with you in it, out in front of you. Imagine yourself living a life in which your goal has manifested in as much detail as you can, and repeat any affirmations that you might be using. Visualize or draw out towards your visualization the Reiki symbols in the order 3, 2, 1. Put symbol 1 into your palms, raise them up, palms facing your visualization, and beam Reiki towards your visualization for 5 to 10 minutes. Keep repeating the Reiki mantra, either out loud or quietly to yourself, for the duration of the process. Make sure you have loaded your breath with universal energy first. When finished, just break the connection and mentally let the process go. Repeat this process every day for as long as you feel it's appropriate. Working with symbol number 3. Symbol 3 in the system of Reiki is, as many of you will know, the device that we use for doing distant Reiki treatments for those who, due to physical distance perhaps, can't receive a hands-on treatment. However, as is becoming increasingly understood in Reiki circles, all the Reiki symbols are primarily meditation devices and only incidentally for use in healing. Symbol 3 is not really a symbol at all in the classic sense. Although we use it as a symbol, it is in fact Japanese script. It says something in Japanese, and what it says is Honshazeishonen. But what does that mean in English? There are several different translations available, some more accurate than others. The following very basic translation is one that I was taught by my Reiki teachers and is widely used within certain traditions of Reiki. When we look carefully at the different syllables within the whole structure, we can see that Hon means root of the problem, the source or origin, the essence. Sha means light of wisdom or universal energy. Ze means transforming energy that has its own wisdom. It also means to become. Sho means transformation or correct or true. And Nen means a true wish from the heart. The complete symbol can be translated as a deep and sincere wish from the heart is transformed into healing light, which is also the light of wisdom that transcends time and space, bringing healing to other beings at the deepest level or at their very essence. If we reflect on that meaning for a moment, we can see that although we repeat the mantra as Hon Sha Ze Sho Nen, the energy flow in the mantra goes the other way, from Nen to Hon, not from Hon to Nen. We start at the end with a wish from the heart. So we can use this symbol through meditation to bring healing energy and universal intelligence to whatever it is that we are trying to manifest. So here's the method. Meditate on symbol 1 for 10 minutes, and then the same with symbol 2. Bring to mind whatever it is you wish to manifest, filling your visualization with positive emotions and a belief that the universe is guiding you. Then meditate on the individual syllables of the Hon Sha Ze Sho Nen in reverse order, starting with Nen. It can be helpful to draw the individual syllables out on pieces of card and put them in front of you, perhaps leaning them up against your dressing table mirror or on your altar if you have one. Sit and gaze at each in turn, and then close your eyes and internalize them, one at a time, visualizing them at your third eye chakra. You can, if you wish, skip Sho, as its meaning is similar to Ze. Sit with symbol 2 at your third eye and a positive feeling that your wish has been heard and is in the process of manifesting. Then let go and let Reiki. Here's a method of meditating on the power symbol. Working with the Reiki power symbol as an object of meditation is another powerful method you can use to deepen your connection to your manifestation goals and really put some serious energy behind it. You can find my free non-manifesting focused version of this meditation on Insight Timer. Give it a go, you'll love it. In this version, we're going to place our manifesting goal at the heart chakra, surrounded by love. This is how we do it. Sit for meditation and visualize the top or first stroke of the power symbol coming towards you, above your head. Then see the downward stroke entering through your crown chakra and going down to the base chakra. Now spiral the power symbol from the base out through the front of your body and re-entering your body at the crown chakra. Continue the spiral out of the back of your head and then down, re-entering the body at the sacral chakra. The spiral continues out of the front of the body again, re-entering at the third eye chakra. It comes out of the back of the head and re-enters at the navel chakra, spiraling out of the front of the body and entering the body again at the throat chakra. then finally leaving the body at the back of the throat chakra and terminating in the body at the heart chakra. When you get to the heart chakra, place your manifestation goal there and surround it with love, with universal energy, with universal intelligence. Sit with your focus on the heart and your goal for up to 5 minutes. One of the operating forces in the heart chakra is the force of equilibrium. It's the point of balance and stillness between the earthly forces of the lower chakras and the heavenly or spiritual forces of the upper chakras. In practicing this meditation, we are bringing universal energy to every one of our chakras in a balanced way, impacting on every aspect of our lives and being, since everything we can experience is connected to one of the seven main chakras. This can bring a deep sense of balance and calm and a laser-like focus to sitting with our manifestation goal at the heart center. When you practice this meditation, try to be aware of any energy sensations at the various points and chakras on the body that the symbol passes through. If you like, you can also place another power symbol on each of the chakras as the larger symbol passes through it. Try to be aware also of what it feels like to be inside and a part of the energetic matrix of the power symbol. What does it feel like as the qualities of this symbol penetrate different aspects and layers of your physical, mental, and emotional being? Bring your mindfulness closely to bear on the sensations and feelings that you experience throughout the meditation. Do this meditation as often as you wish to help empower your goals. In the next lesson, we'll be looking at some further methods for using Reiki energy in the manifestation process. I'll see you then.